order. New world order. Yo, niggas is feeble. I'm calm but violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil, plus I touch a desert eagle. My life's illegal, slaves and prisons are equal. The devil's lethal, he killed 100 million people. I'm Darkman, Iceman, Lao, Wu-Tang Clan, Trafficante, Sensei, Caprende, my Marine Corps, straight from the Trojan War. Black cape crusader, trapdoor, flamethrower, stuck a chain store when I was dirt poor for my reward. Next week the Germans had me on the bulletin board. I beat that case, they couldn't identify my face. I'm triple darkness, silence I have to erase. Me and my Wu pirates start riots with Osiris. Math, I apply it, kill you, but I'm quiet. Respect the habit, it's love or loss. Shine like a shooting star, sting with the cobra claw. What? Boom, world order. 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 Boom, world order.
Yo, I enter through the cave of your ear in a high-pitched silent tone only a door could hear and impregnate you with the wisdom of the womb. Then your subconscious dreams come consciously true. Have you in such deep thought? Your pulse and blood pressure so low, you diagnosis corpse. Have an out-of-body experience, clear, no interference. Everything with physical form, lose appearance, become one with the formless. Now you feel your strongest, escape tribal lives, you live for the longest. Love 1,000 years in a day, without opening your mouth, you say everything you wanted to say. Attracted to the core of the earth, I stay grounded. The sun in the center of this, I'm surrounded by planets in the mist that spins the wind chill. But my light melts your snowflake for 93 mil. All who have an ear, let them hear as we build. Cause one ear of corn can produce a cornfield, and one cornfield can produce the cornmeal. The bread from the body of Christ, all is filled with the truth of life inside your bone marrow. You can make it physical as large as your shadow. Whether space is cyber or optic is fiber, become a Wu multimedia subscriber and hibernate the Wu tape in your mental state. Let it meditate, sit back and await the orders. For this you don't need no tape recorder. So let's prepare for the Wu world order. 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 We coming soon and we spiking at your borders.
Let's just go ahead and jump on in here. Yeah. All right. Actually, my Skype is like frozen, so I can't see anything new. Just typing it up, Mike. But we're going to go ahead and get into callers. This is the second hour of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, by the way. So let's just hit the phone lines and see what you guys have to say, what you want to talk about.
Yeah, Mike in Kentucky. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, some of this stuff is like whether or not Pluto is a planet.
I still consider Pluto a planet.
No, seriously, when you're talking about America, what is the U.S., United States, if you want to say United States of America, what countries does it border? It gets a little gray. Because
City of London, there's still some Vatican.
There's still some borders in dispute with the United Kingdom. So you could say we border the United Kingdom or whatever it operates under so many different entities. I don't know. Is it Britain? Is it England? Is it the United Kingdom? But I heard Mike the board up there start naming off like Americans or Samoa, the Virgin Islands. Do you count those? You know, you get the Northern Marianas Islands where we launched the.
Puerto Rico, there you go, the Marianas.
Marianas Islands versus the Southern Marianas Islands. I mean,
Fiji, Guam. You start getting into, Guam.
Yeah, Guam, Puerto Rico. There is a set of British territories right off of one of those groups of islands. Islands,
British Virgin Islands, and the American Virgin Islands, I think.
Yeah, so if you count water borders, we also border with Russia because of Alaska. So,
thank God for Alaska and Russia. Otherwise, who knows where we'd be.
Russia would be right down above Washington, because there's that big finger of Alaska that comes down beside Canada.
Ruskies, dude. Ruskies.
Russia would be really close. But you missed a whole bunch of the Kardashians.
Well, that's the thing. No. The fact that she couldn't name them all made the answer correct.
That's bonus points.
Not necessarily. You've got Andrew Robinson.
What?
Andrew Robinson was Elm Garrick.
Before you get going, Mike, the original Kardashian, OJ's lawyer, what was his name? That's the original Kardashian. That's the only reason we have Kardashians. What was his name? I don't remember.
OJ's lawyer?
Robert Kardashian. Everybody in...
I was going to say Cochran. What's Cochran have to do anything?
Everyone loses. It's Robert Kardashian. He defended OJ. He was on the team with... Also, bonus points, the black guy. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit. Awesome.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran. Yeah.
My name is Johnny Cochran. Say my name, Johnny Cochran. That boy was, dude. And he died from, like, cell phone use. Since Mike in Kentucky is here, he died from, like, a brain tumor. And everybody's like, well, he walked around with the, early Bluetooth. He had, like, the early Bluetooth just plugged in his ear, like, 24/7.
Oh, man.
You know he's making $10,000 a day. I'm Johnny Cochran. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit. And then, like, it was like 15 years. I think he pulled that off, and then he's gone.
I think they turned up microwave frequencies on his device, yeah. Especially.
He was, dude, he was very effective. The new guy, that Benjamin Crump guy, he's no Johnny Cochran, but I guess he's the new Johnny Cochran, Benjamin Crump. You know, every time, if you're dark skinned and a light skinned person kills you or a police officer kills you, then Benjamin Crump represents you, and you know you ain't no Alex Jones. Alex Jones going down. But
I think Alex Jones is a Kardashian from the planet Skyron or something.
He's a Hicks Dashian.
Anyway, if you count the Star Trek Kardashians, there's another 20, depending on how much of an argument you want to get into with Star Trek people.
Wait, what?
If you really want to get down to it, it's how rich are you, and how much do you like to have sex with black men? That can qualify you to be a Kardashian.
How much?
Well, we'd have to get into 23andMe for that one.
Oh, your all your DNAs are belong to us.
But yeah, well, that's probably about as far as I was going to go with that one. I mean, and what state is Utah? It's in a dry state.
Yes, very dry,
very dang dry,
very washout. And
what language do Idahoans speak? I don't know, but they're real narcissistic because there's so many I this and I that from the potatoes.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Potatoes.
The potatoes, but it's a long road to hoe.
It's always a long road to hoe, dude. If you ever you've been to grandma's house, the garden.
Yeah,
a lot of
Grandpa needs a whole crew of people on his garden right now because of all the rain here in Kentucky.
Quick aside here, just FYI. You know him, you love him, you hate him. Reb from Colorado wants to talk to Mike in Kentucky. It's up to you, V. It's up to you.
It's up to Mike if he wants to do that to himself. Yeah.
Mike?
I might could handle it. Let me talk to my publicist.
All right. Wait, let's get the publicist on the line.
All right.
Go for... Dude, honestly, Reb, I thought it was Reb calling... Yeah, Reb, wait, I'm not done with my joke yet. I thought he was calling in here a couple of times. Like last night, I did the weekend thing, and I see the anonymous, you know, restricted call coming in, and I kept answering the phone. I was like, go for Pentagon first team. And then it just kept hanging up, so I was very disappointed. So, go for Pentagon first team. Reb, you're on the air.
Okay, thanks. That's a good one because we're getting more and more attention at the top level. But I want Mike to explain Eastern Kentucky University when we run into these people from Hazard, Kentucky at this Kentucky River Crisis. It's Kentucky River Crisis Center, and they know all about Bo Scout Rep and as far north as that Prestonsburg, Kentucky. But they told me they were students at the Eastern Kentucky University. We've never been to Appalachia, none of us three, but this school specializes. It's one of the top, they call them, criminal justice departments in America. And they
I can tell you about that. It's
okay,
weird.
And should I hang on or something?
No, Adam.
That's
just a little bit older than the
law was allowed. I don't get what that music is. Somebody's radio.
Making their way away the lonely way they know how.
That's not Buck Owens.
No, it's Waylon Jennings.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, people who
Red,
came out
you
from
really don't know about the Dukes of Hazzard theme song?
Oh,
is that what that is?
System like a true modern day Robin Hood.
Everybody's got to read the band books and see the band TV shows.
So good.
The last TV show that was sort of like Western was Yay Team. No, that was a good one.
Yeah.
But also,
you're about to get the A Team, I tell you what.
That's what they were calling us for a while, the A Team. And our Murdoch and Cape Canaveral.
Watch out now.
Okay, what I was trying to say, also that show Laredo. I don't know if you remember that one. That was a good one. It was big in Texas, but they canned it.
Queer Laredo.
Well, that's what I call this town, Queer Laredo. But that Laredo show had those.
We got somebody in our friends listening.
Oh, anyway, what I'm trying to say, I'm going back to Kentucky, and people on the west side hate the east side. I don't know what that's all. It's a war. And I told them,
Crips and Bloods, bro. Crips and Bloods.
It's not that bad.
Community action.
You've mentioned that seven states border Kentucky. Well, seven states border this Queer Laredo, too. Look at that. 11 common. They have seven states border. If you look at the map.
Explain to people, what is Queer Laredo?
What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, what is Queer Laredo?
Well, that's the governor. He's married to a man, and he's proud of it. They call him the first husband or something. I don't know. It's on the radio.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, this is Queer Laredo. But anyway, that Eastern Kentucky.
Are we talking about Michael Obama?
Let's say, first
husband?
Michael Obama dancing around on Ellen DeGeneres' show. Here, wait. Let's take a break. Let's take a break and listen to
the
good
break.
Stuff.
Okay, we'll get back to that Eastern Kentucky over
there. Stop it, Rev.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to Portland for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground.
That's right.
Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Yeah, all right, that's enough.
We got some episodes. We have episodes of that on our Twitter account. Hell on Wheels. There Goes the Neighborhood. We got those. Bubba wants to drive that van. She don't have a driver's license, but she'll jump bridges and everything with that suspension system. She likes that van. But as far as shooting out tires, we can't do that shooting out tires thing. They always knock out the tires, everyone following them. We can't do that. I could drive the helicopter, but not the way they do. I watched them do a lot of backwards driving. They had some technical errors in that show. They took off with a Long Ranger helicopter, one of them Bell 306s, and then they switched to a 206 in the next scene. So I've seen a couple of mistakes.
So we're in the deep dive trivia now.
Yeah, well, anyway, back to the real story about that Eastern Kentucky University. We're not going to break down murder.
I thought we had to go to a break.
Up. We are going
that was the break.
Oh, I was. You have the team from Laredo? That was a cool show.
Blackout Coffee, hemp paste, rbnhemppaste.com, and
look up the show.
Go buy a water filter and a radio.
No, I don't hate that boy, but I pity
the fool. Hand crank radio and a water filter.
He didn't get hurt. No, I don't hate that boy.
There was a show called Laredo on NBC. It had all three.
Gonna get hurt. No, I don't hate that boy, but I pity the fool.
Yeah, that's like Bubba. She's Mr. T. She met Mr. T in person. It was when it was WWF.
Dang it, Rev. Get down to the baseline. Like, come on, you.
Okay, No.
Way back.
Come on, guy.
Come on, man.
Okay,
Hunty.
Eastern Kentucky University.
Come on, guy.
No, Rev. You were in Vietnam, like for real.
I'm a helicopter pilot, 229 Air Mobile.
Helicopter pilot, love it, dude. Most amazing. First of all, Jeff Bennett, the gold and silver. If you need gold and silver, check out Kettle Moraine. You've heard the ads. Just look for it. He did medevac, I think. Offensive missions?
Was he air cavalry? Was he in two corps?
No. You done did it, dude. You done did it.
What is
I just love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah, not to be nothing like the smell of napalm in the morning, boys. Here we go.
Everything was burning in Vietnam. It was either napalm or marijuana.
Except where they had Operation Popeye going.
Here we go.
Drown everything.
It was a long.
Yeah, what did Mike say? Mike said the funniest thing. What did you say?
Operation Popeye.
Operation what?
Operation
Popeye.
What?
Popeye. Enhanced the
I don't even know about that, but let's listen to that. Wait, come on.
Big Duke
6.
Which outfit
God
was
damn
that?
It. I'm on a tree line bomb! Big Duke
6,
Roger,
113,
standby.
Moving to Stone Age, son!
Hawk 12, 113, Roger. They need some napalm down in the tree line. Can you get twisted around time to put it down here? Right, 13, you were big as fuck with
it. Oh, that's that Apocalypse Now stuff.
Yeah. I really wanted the Ride of the Valkyries, but whatever.
You want that one?
It's still fun. Yeah, hey, I've never been to war. Thanks to my father, I did not have to go to war. Thanks to you, Reb, I did not have to go to war.
Well, there's still war going on every day in this 2001.
I had so many acquaintances over the years that were in Iraq, Afghanistan. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, well, I joined up. Didn't have anything better to do. I guess we
were. You said you shopped at Bergstrom's AP. You were over there.
For 12 hours, when it was all over, I walked up.
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah.
We lost.
Yeah, you went to Bergstrom's AP. You had a show once. You said you used to go over there on the east side of Austin, Bergstrom. And
yeah,
you'd go to their
APs
and everything.
I was born and barely lived on the west side of 35 for like a few years, but quickly made my way to the east side with my parents. East side Republic.
Did you go to Fort Hood ever? That's like north of you.
Mike's back. Yeah, man. My dad was just a country boy, dude. He went down, worked for the state. Got a house, like, with his brother, and then we moved to the east side of Austin, you know?
I haven't seen that place since the 1980s.
That's when my family moved over to the east side of Austin.
Yeah, then it was like a real town. You could go around.
Oh, it was so
pretty
nice.
Cool, right?
Yeah, it was so
nice.
Yeah,
it was really. It's not like that anymore.
Like Morehead, Kentucky, where Mike from Kentucky's from. you know, just a little town, got a few skyscrapers, you're good, you know, a few high rises.
Mike, have you been to Hazard? That's Hazard, Kentucky. Not the Duke's the Hazard.
Sorry. Wait, yeah, Mike's gone. Oh, but he's having...
I wanted to ask about that EKU and that School of Criminal Justice, because they studied Lakeland, Colorado, with the murders and cover-up. There were a couple blocks around Northside Residence at 1392 Lamar Street. Two blocks away, they covered up a murder, and the body, they said, and it was in their textbook. So the body was found on a cell phone tower 25 miles into the hills in Idaho Springs. And it was in their and then they had pictures of the building right next to the house of them in Lakeland, Colorado. They had it in their textbook because at the Democrat convention in 2008, there was a murder in that Funny Motel, which is right at the corner of the lot where the house is. It goes back to Kendall Street, and right at the corner, there's a lot of them Lakewood Ginnies, we call them. The idiots were at a lot of cars.
You should call them Ginnies. That way people don't...
Well, yeah. We only want the Ginny pronounced one way. Dead.
Exactly. It's called... it's spelled G-I-N-I, and you say...
Yeah, that's... You pronounce it index. Dead. they confuse it with that, but we're not confused. This is a small G-I-N-I. Yeah. And quick, the key is like government.
Quick aside, Reb, just, you know, from the younger crowd, is it a GIF or is it a JIF? Just a joke. Just a joke. Yeah. GIF or JIF?
I didn't get it. Is it a what or a what?
Yeah, don't worry about it, bro. It's not for you.
Oh, I missed the
graphic
whole thing.
Graphic interface feature.
Oh, well, I'm trying to ask them about that. EKU, the people from Quantico said that's a big school that's Homeland Security supported, where they're doing this research on what the public will accept. That's what they're doing. They're teaching these criminal justice students all this garbage going on, and they don't expose it.
Let me stop you, Reb. Tavistock Institute. Who else do we have? Mike, help me out here. Who else do we have? We got Tavistock. We got
DARPA does a lot of weirdness.
Yeah, DARPA. We got going back to. Mike in Kentucky probably remembers. You remember Bill in Idaho? Bill in Idaho. He would always call in. He'd be like Harpa, DARPA.
That's been a long time.
Oh, so long ago. But he was like the first person that died that was like a super regular here.
Well,
yeah. Before that, you know, I'd been here a few years, but yeah, Harpa, DARPA. You got Tavistock. Come on. There's a few other ones. What else we got?
There's something else in San Antonio, Texas. Did you ever hear of St. Mary's College of Law? I tried to talk to some professor there. His name is Atticock. That's his name. He said he was a lieutenant colonel of the Army.
Yeah, Fee loves him. Atticock.
You heard him? You know him?
I'm Lieutenant Atticock. Atticock, well, boy. Instead of attaboy cock, it's Atticock.
I know, that's what's weird. So I called him, and then he...
FTM?
Got
FTM?
FTM?
FTM.
What is that?
Female to male.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he's got two. He's got two X chromosomes.
Oh, anyway.
Don't stop it. Part of a group called... being a man.
No, no, he's part of a group that's called the Warrior Defense Project. Warrior Defense, it's in San Antonio, and we want them to, like, help us out here with there's some problems we got. Just put a lien on some buildings and stuff. He's a lawyer. He's a professor of law.
I don't know if this is relevant, but San Antonio has the best, like, homeless solution. And I don't mean, you know, the homelessness is what's relevant. I mean that they have actual programs, and they have, like, a whole place. Like, Austin's over here, you know, spending millions of dollars buying hotels, and then homeless people just, like, burn them down and steal all the, you know, paint off the wall. If I can just, you know, forget about whatever they're saying. They literally, like, steal whatever.
Horrible.
Yeah. And I'm thinking what Reb's talking about is that there may be an actual, like, legal assistance in San Antonio. And also, San Antonio, legal assistance, whatever. What I want to hear Reb's take on Fort Huachuca or Huachuca Boys.
I never been there. That's like in New Mexico or Arizona,
yeah,
right?
Southern Arizona. Whatever. What do you? I don't want to interrupt you. What do you got on the San Antonio thing?
Oh, it's the Warrior Defense Project. If you look it up, they got the numbers, and that man said he'd help out with stuff. And so I try to get messages to him, less than some messages. We want to get these, a lot of stuff in Colorado, you know, they're putting up marijuana grow houses against the law. And we wanted to, like, you know, because there's now a new 80,000 new IRS agents. We're going to bring them in.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, just pause, Reb. Let's get the response from V and Mike in Kentucky on the new Uber IRS, they're coming. We're coming out. We're coming out. You haven't heard about that? V, the IRS agents, they're acting like they're gonna.
They have.
No, new. It's a new.
No, they're getting like 46 billion. I think it's 46. Yeah, they're getting $46 billion.
Thank you for reminding me.
I've already talked about this.
Yeah,
they're literally taking money away from us.
Yeah. To steal money.
Oh, they're literally taking money out of our pockets, tax dollars, to pay somebody else to steal more money from us.
That's called good business.
If that doesn't make you want to overthrow the government, I don't think anything will. If you're willing to put up with something like that, I don't know.
That's napalm, son.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But I tell you what, these people are still trying to screw me over with my taxes, and they even have clipped. I think they turned my tax guy at H&R Block, because not only did he miss half of the money that I've owed, wanted to charge me $750 for me to get my money. That half of it he didn't even declare. So, okay, you know what? Screw this.
Why would he?
I'll be back in the States in a couple of months. I'm going to walk into the IRS building myself and take my freaking money. Yeah, the IRS want to play around with me? I'm the wrong one.
They incinerated. They don't have your money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's been destroyed by order of the federal government due to
inflation.
Yeah, inflation.
Well,
too much money. We got to destroy a bunch of it by taxing the heck out of you.
Power
to destroy.
Yeah, we had to destroy your $50,000 because of inflation.
I'll tell you what, they're going to get my money, or they're going to get my foot up their asses. I don't mind going to jail for serving a freaking Fed. I won't mind.
They get the Tech Nines. We don't.
Oh, Tech Nines. Hey, first of all, wait a minute. What is it?
So the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
There we go.
Awesome.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Nothing else smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That guy, dude. That actor. I don't know who it is, but he's epic.
He was in THX 1138. I just can't remember his name all of a sudden. Nice.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Robert Duvall.
Sad.
It's Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall. There you go.
He's in Westworld now. That's why it's...
Oh, I know. Well, he might have been in the original. I don't remember.
Dude, yeah, for he might have been in the original. I didn't even know that was, like, Michael Crichton's first, like, movie and story.
Directorial, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's crazy. V, you watched any Westworld? It's insane. It's way too slow.
No.
It's way too slow. Like, don't watch it. don't watch it, but, like, you should, you know.
I don't know how they'd ever top Yul Brynner as a sheriff.
Yeah, dude, Yul Brynner, man. I think it, isn't that what Robert, I think Robert Duvall took Yul Brynner's character in the.
I think there was a short-lived TV series, too. It's like wow. Logan's Run, you know, it was a little failed TV
it's
show.
It's nuts, man. It's nuts. It's so crazy. The weird thing is, though, with the new thing that they've put out, Westworld, it's so slow, no one can watch it. I don't think anybody's watching it. They're like, this is too slow. Like, one episode, it just drags on, even though it's
at least,
got...
At least it's not like the original TV show. This week's cast came from Love Boat.
Love Boat.
Captain Stubing. Goes to Westworld.
Or better yet, Fantasy Island. De plane.
Yeah, poor guy. Yeah. That character needs to be erased from history. He's politically incorrect.
He's definitely not.
Anyway, Mike, could you answer about that EKU? You said you knew a lot about it. It's funded by Homeland Security, and they're testing out a lot of stuff. That's where they tested this audio tape on us, where they transmitted, it was like, our voices, they planted them radio transmitters in the light sockets. That's what we found out from Ed O'Connor. He said when they were tying up Bubba in the one room, they were around the corner putting them audio transmitters in the light switches and the wall sockets. That's what he said they did. And they swept the building later because Bubba said they'd come back one time, pushed her away, and that was the last, they must have cleared it out. And they could get our voices, and then they put it in a recording at 6th Street and Kipling Street in Lakewood, Colorado. That's the CBI headquarters.
That's all news to me, but no, Eastern Kentucky University is a big criminology school. It's where, yeah. If you're going to be in the Kentucky State Police, also known as the Gray Canaries, you got the Gray Canaries, they show up to the chemical truck wrecks and the EMTs and the... you know, emergency response people, oh, let the Great Canaries go in there, and if they fall over, then we know it's toxic stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the coal country.
All the case
well,
studies.
Just, you know, like on the interstate or something, if you have a toxic tanker truck wreck, the Great Canaries will go up to the truck not thinking about it being toxic, and if they fall over, then you know you can't send anybody else up there.
Wait, so you're telling me they
like
literally,
a canary in the coal mine.
Yeah, they literally just sacrifice these people? Because, I mean, you know, down here we have the toxic crews.
What you're talking about with the intelligence community being involved in Richmond, occasionally they get a recruit to be a Kentucky State policeman who's too smart to be a Kentucky State policeman, so they recruit him into the NSA or the FBI or something like that.
There you go. There you go now. Come on, Reb. Tell us about, I know you met some people when you were in the NOM. You must have met some people that...
Everybody with machine guns in Tonsonute was wearing, like, no military ID or nothing. Those are the ones that said, get the hell out. Those are the ones putting the heroin in the body bag.
They're not in camo. They're just wearing, like, the olive drab, and they show up. And
not even
there's
that.
No name.
Show up. Yeah, no name.
No name on the lapel.
They were suspicious because they had machine guns nobody else had. And they didn't let anybody near the flight line, and the body bags weren't filled with bodies. It was heroin.
You see, Reb knows. Reb knows some stuff. Yeah, the body bags with the heroin.
Operation Scab Back.
Yep. Is it Scab Back? Scab Back?
S-C-A-T, Scat.
Scat Back. Yeah, Scat Back.
Listen to this. I knew one of the poets of the 130s, but that was after. His name was... The ones that did the spraying operation, 65 through 67. He was from Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, shut up. Roswell. Get out of here. He picked up his daddy picked up the alien weather balloon or what?
Well, we don't know what they I asked those people at Wright-Patterson, is there anything in there in your little hangar that identifies wreckage from that? Right? They said they shipped it to Wright-Patterson. And I asked people who were there. They said, no, they don't know anything about it. I ask a lot of questions. We flew over Area 51. There's nothing there. It's a tourist trap, but you don't want to go there. You crushed in there. They just left.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. Well.
Well, they're
Roswell.
Saying that they're letting all that go. In the news, they're saying in the news that they're letting that fail. That's going to be shrinking and going away.
The Groom Lake facility.
So I don't know if that's about.
Yeah, Groom Lake. Groom Lake.
Yeah.
Yes.
You talking about? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Here's the secret. I'll let it out on the whole
world.
The real, top secret stuff is the back gate. It's over in the low desert, in the Mojave Desert, north of El Toro. There's a back gate where they did the DEW test. That's all classified, and it's in Fort Irwin, I mean, the National Weapons Test Center. But you're not allowed in there. We know about it because we're actually linked to General Raymond Space Force because of NASA. But Mike knows we're run by NASA.
Yeah,
our website's
run
by NASA.
I will confirm that when I looked up, Reb tells me about his website at vulturesquadron.com, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And so, like, 2 years later, he's like, look it up, you know, I'm Cape Canaveral, he's all, it's Cape Canaveral, man, NASA's got me. And I'm like, okay, and I go look it up, the IP address, it rectifies
servers,
Cape Canaveral, dude, literally.
The server addresses.
Cape
Canaveral. They have a server farm, yeah.
Like, in Cape Canaveral, I mean, like, who has a Cape Canaveral IP address? I wish, honestly, RVN needs a Cape Canaveral IP address. Let's go.
Yeah, we're sure connected. We know a lot of stuff about that classified place. And those Falcons, the heavy Falcon, don't look for it to get to the moon. That's a stunt.
Oh, wait,
that's
I got you. Stunt. I got you, Reb. I got a good question for you, Reb.
Okay.
Elon Musk. What? And he's in Texas now. What is going on, dude? My family's been... It's weird.
Well,
it's,
as far as SpaceX goes, he's just a front man. He's got high-paid technicians that do tricks with their little the booster rocket. So that's his little gimmick. They can reload the booster rocket. That's just a new gimmick.
That's pretty hot, dude.
Tesla,
if you can make your rocket boosters land back, you know, to base, that's nice.
Well, the trick is, if you want to explore space, which they don't want to do, you have to have a platform that's like through the Van Allen radiation belt. And we know nobody got through this.
Here we go, dude. Yeah. All right. Another
They're
question.
Real touchy about that. I talked to them about that.
Yeah. How do they get the film through the Van Allen radiation belt? Oh, they didn't. We had to, we had to fake it because, you know, we had to fake it. Oh, and Reb, turn your speakers down, Reb.
Okay, I'm turning. Well, I turned it down, didn't I? I thought that was. I didn't even. Oh, yeah, I didn't see
it. Yeah, you never turned your speakers down. There we go. There
is that
we go.
Better?
Yeah. Well,
put the Bluetooth up to your head. Be brave, like Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, be brave.
I don't have Bluetooth.
If the glove,
but listen,
if the Reb don't fit, you must have quit.
Right. Okay. What I wanted to tell you also, this is secret, like. You see, Mike saw at the top, the very top of the page with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said, wow, you're at the top with Admiral Mullen was presiding.
All right, let me testify. I will admit that Reb tells me, he goes,
oh
I'm
my
on the,
God.
Reb tells me, I'm on the top page of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They have a Facebook page. You can go look it up. Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, Pentagon, top brass, la-di-da. And it's Bubba Scout Reb at the top. They didn't even know. Apparently their interns didn't, like, take it down. Reb, you're still too... Hang on, let me see. Is it Reb? I don't know. Is it Mike? No, it's definitely not Mike. It's definitely Reb. Reb, you got to turn down your speakers, bro. Getting a lot of feedback. But the point is, I go to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, Pentagon, as Reb said, Pentagon First Team, I go to the Joint Chiefs of Staff Facebook page, and there is a Bubba Scout Reb post. It was there. I'm thinking, I'm like, what? How is this possible? And they had left it up. It wasn't just up there for like a day or an hour. It had been up there for like weeks and months. They just left it up there. It was all Bubba
it's
Scout
gone
Reb.
Years now.
it's probably still up there. Honestly, I don't know if they're still up there.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
It was awesome.
Think
though.
About Facebook is if you're friends with somebody, because
that's the excellent use
of
we're
the
on
clip.
The official document. Of
that's
the
an excellent use of Facebook social media.
Yeah.
That's not social media. DODLive.mil. It's a .mil website. You saw it. It's their official page.
Okay.
One thing people don't understand, .gov, pretty good. .mil, you're in the top notch. You know, when you.
That's why the Office of the Secretary of the Army phoned me.
You share a .mil link, a guarantee. Hey, Mike in Kentucky, only share .mil or .gov links. I guarantee none of your posts will ever be taken down.
Guaranteed.
Thank you. If there's only one thing we take away from this whole conversation tonight, .mil, .mil, or .gov, you will never be taken down, ever. I mean, maybe CDC, you know, I don't know. I think those are all .gov, too. CDC, National Institutes of Health, NIH, you know, stick with the sources, because that's usually what the stupid media, you know, parrots. But when
I've gotten burned on though with that is that occasionally the Pentagon will move stuff around. I shared
University
of Georgia at Athens, where the guy quotes the science fiction novel about weather weapons and stuff. The former Secretary of the Interior, I can't remember the guy's name. I shared that within days.
A
Pentagon moved
fictional novel
page. It was a
what did you say, V?
Did you say fictional novel?
It was a quote from a science fiction novel where he talked about others are trying to change the weather and use different types of earthquake weapons and all that. And so it gets debunked because of that. He's actually just reading out of a science fiction novel. And I'm trying to remember the secretary that it was. It's University of Georgia at Athens. But he's quoting that because that's what he's trying to illustrate, is that's what we're headed toward. Type one.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Well, that's what we're
if you
headed
wrote
toward.
To Ellington Air Force, right? I don't know if they still have it, but I was there in the 80s, and they were flying the F-4s and everything. The only fighter jet I was ever got to sit in was the A-37, because it was like a little sports car. You could step down into it. That was their old trainer. Pull the hatch shut. It'll do 400 miles an hour. Has a mini gun. They could string it with bombs. But the A-37 was the tactical version of the T-37, replaced by T-38. I actually saw that woman who blew up in the Challenger, that Resnick. She was really short, and her hair, long black curly hair down past her butt. And their backpack was bigger than her, and she got into the T-38. You know, you just step up one. That's like the F-5 counterpart for a trainer, T-38, replaced the 37.
Okay, so calm down, Rev. Let's stick with the Challenger explosion. What are we talking about here with the Challenger explosion?
That Resnick woman, the one who was a teacher, I saw her. She comes out of the pilot lounge there, and I go, whoa, what's this? And she just got out of my way. She's like a mission specialist, but she's getting in the front seat of the T-38. That's when I just met some of the old like crews from the space show. I actually talked to Crippen and Young after they made their first landing on the dry lake bed in California back around 81. That was around 81.
Yeah.
So, I had a lot of contact there, but my point was that NASA thing, he was talking about weather modification. Well, they had a WB-57, which is a 1950s bomber, but they refitted it with high-altitude wings. And I wasn't flying it, but operating it, but I went in there, and it's got all these instruments to track air current patterns and stuff for NASA, so they could later spray the aluminum and graphene on people every day.
There you go. Okay. Put a bookmark on the chemtrails and weather modification. But you mentioned the Challenger crew. The main lady was Krista McCullough. Sally Ride.
Yes, I never met her. Well, I probably seen her and someone named Story. There was another mission.
He survived. He wasn't on that mission, wasn't he? Story.
He's not on another mission. I'll tell you who's listed on the Challenger deaths is Scobie, Smith, McNair, Onizuka, Resnick, Jarvis, and McAuliffe.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Challenger. And then I think Discovery came apart. Right?
Oh, when Discovery, yeah. Let's see that one.
That's Sally Ride died on Discovery.
Yeah, Sally Ride, Discovery.
The Discovery thing was in 2002. It disintegrated on impact. I mean, it was re-entering. Didn't make it.
I think they covered that up, yeah. It was mega lightning.
Wow, wait a minute.
So that had all over Texas it rained down. They found parts of it in East Texas, remember?
Look at the mega lightning. Look at the picture of the mega lightning on that. They held that under wraps. Nobody was allowed to see that for several years, the mega lightning that hit the left wing where the foam supposedly hit.
While it was coming in? That's a good shot.
There's all these upper atmospheric anomalies and electrical stuff. It's almost like out of Buck Rogers, Ming and the Merciless. They had done a power generating experiment, and there was an Israeli astronaut on that ship. And they dropped a 12-mile tether as they were orbiting to generate electricity. And I think they charged up the shuttle with static electricity, not thinking about it, because it's all covered in carbon fiber. And when it came in,
Columbia.
It generated a
You're talking about
mega
Columbia.
Lightning bolt.
Which was the one that disintegrated? Was it Columbia?
Challenger and Columbia are the ones that...
Yeah, it's Columbia.
So Discovery's still around, Enterprise is still around, and Atlantis is still around.
Yeah, Enterprise was non-orbital, though.
Oh, okay. I was there at the rollout at Challenger. They flew it in on the back of 747, and it was making stops on the way to like Cape Canaveral for the vehicle assembly building. But, yeah, so I've been around NASA since, I guess, the late 70s. And the people we know, they run everything. It's actually run by people who work for what was the name of that crew? It was Bionetics. That was the contractor. I don't know the new name. After the shuttle went out, they still have Building 1. They still got their phone number, Building 1. And they were former Air Force, U.S. Air Force and U.S. Army Materiel Command. And I don't know if you remember Red River Arsenal, Texarkana. I was there in the late 70s when they picked the M1 tank. Chrysler had the idea. Now everybody's putting jet engines, JP-8, top-of-line fuel, in the new Army tanks and stuff. And they have reactive armor. And I heard something about the Russians. I don't know if they're using it. Some called a T-12. I don't know. I didn't see that. I know that T-90... You don't want to ride in that. It's got a narrow tread base, and Bubba wants to try it out on the street. He said, "Hey, Bubba, just don't let power lines drop. Don't let it drop on this thing." It's got T-bar instead of those dual sticks and stuff. It's a lot of work to operate one of those.
No one knows what you're talking about. Instead of the dual sticks.
Yeah, it's all technical stuff.
You're talking about T-bars? What is this? I think we lost V for a minute, by the way. V, are you back? I think V's here.
I think it's a difference with bulldozers. You know, they have those six-way joysticks. Now you can drive bulldozers.
You're driving with your fingers. You can...
Right. You can do that. And it's just the reactive armor. Everybody's got that, but nobody's got the 120.
Reactive armor. I've looked into some of this. You pad the tank with this stuff that like explodes when the munition hits the.
I think the Israelis developed that originally.
Wouldn't doubt it. So it's like when that first piece of the
shrapnel,
munition or shrapnel or whatever, and we lost me. V's having problems. I don't think we're gonna have him back. I'm not sure, but yeah. So they just put these like packs all over the tanks, and then as soon as something penetrates the first layer of it, it explodes, and then like kind of blows
cancels out the shockwave.
Yeah, kind of absorbs. I mean, honestly, the whole tank thing is very. I don't know. There's no good word for it. It's very interesting, though. The tanker warfare is out of control.
It's a platform that's awfully long in the tooth. They've done everything they can to keep it from being obsolete. But what about all those turrets that blew up off the Russian tanks in Ukraine? Those got to be obsolete.
Yeah, you were talking about that. I don't know. It was a few months ago.
Is that a T-90? They're using their T-90s there?
Yeah, and the ammo is like all the way around underneath the turret. When you blow up one of the ammos, it blows the whole turret off the top of it. It's sad looking.
Yeah, there definitely was a whole bunch of, like, when it penetrates right under the turret, it just, the whole...
At least they don't put a gas tank on the back like the T-72. That actually had a gas tank on the back.
You get around to the back of the tank, and that's the weak point in the armor. But yeah, apparently this stuff was like if it got in between the turret and the main vehicle, it just went right in there and just blew the whole turret.
Well, you'll never get around that M1A2. That moves too fast, and it's got the gunner on top. You won't get a shot at it. It's a real good machine. Everybody likes it. That's big. But they said those shells they load in there weigh 90 pounds. You got to really work to be in there.
You got to be good at 90-pound tank?
90-pound
shells. Yeah, 90-pound shells in a tank.
Yeah, it's the 120 that they load
in. It's probably depleted uranium, too, I bet.
Yeah.
That's why it's
heavy.
Yeah.
Why waste uranium
screw all the tank talk. What about what chopper were you in Vietnam?
It's called the AH-1G. It was the Cobra, and then the
the Cobra. Yeah, like the predecessor to the Apache.
Well, yeah,
the
there
Cobra
is a Cobra.
Was a great platform.
Oh, the Cobra Huey Cobra.
Yeah, one of those Bell Techs on. Cobras is flying around here, so I asked Mr. Alex Santiago, off Secretary of the Army. He says that's not the Army run, it's the Marines got it, and they got two, like, 1-8 Hueys. Up in Vietnam, it's this 1-D gunship, but the Hueys are backing up this 1-S Cobra, and they got the Marines have it, but it's not the C Cobra that with the two engines. So I see him flying around, and he told me, and I saw something that looked like the old CH-47, but it wasn't. It was the 46. Because I said, well, it's yellowish. It's not OD green. No, that's the Marines, too. They have 46.
Do you know if the Huey Cobra's still flying? Because I've seen them years ago with National Guard.
Yeah, they have it. The Marines have one right here, a 1S Cobra, the one with the 25-millimeter Vulcan. It's real. You got to hit it real light on top of the collector because it's got 1,200 rounds. That thing fires 4,000 a minute. The gunner in the front has to push the stick forward when you fire on top. The gunner in the rear pushes the button because it jumps up. The nose will jump. Like I said, you got to hit it real quick.
I do see the AH-1 Huey Cobra. You know, 1965.
Yeah,
it literally looks like an. It looks like a not. Is it an Apache? I don't know what.
FFB's and a mortar. It had a mortar.
Maybe the longest platform in service besides the B-52. I don't know.
It's crazy. I mean, seriously, 1965, and I do see the rear facing like Gatling
8-engine monster. It's nothing can replace it. It carries the biggest bomb load in history.
Wait,
it says
it was retired in 2001.
US Army,
it says.
Yeah, in active duty, but National Guard still has them.
There you go.
Oh, the Cobra? Are you saying the 1S? Or the 1G?
AH-1G.
FFBs, those Bolton pin rockets, and it had the mortar, but it's been replaced by that Vulcan, but you don't get enough. That's a steady machine. Once you got it on target, everything's gone. When you see the videos of that Apache, I never even sat in Apache, but it's got a 30-millimeter McDonnell Douglas chain gun. It's slow, and it misses a lot. When we got, it's all in our YouTube video collection. You can see they're firing from over two, like they said, 2 kilometers away. That's how
they have to hit. They have to readjust the range. There's a bunch of those videos from the Desert Storm Gulf War where they miss people, and they have to. You can hear the pilot or the gunner cussing, and he's like, "Cram, I'm gonna readjust the range."
And the Hellfire missile works good. The Hellfire missile only hits.
Is that a heat seeker?
Yeah. Laser guide. The
laser guide. Yeah. So you're.
I freaked them out when I called their division for Lockheed Martin Hellfire over in Orlando, and they reported me to the Lakewood. And even so, I said, "Screw it. You know, we call all the weapons manufacturers. They know it's a General Dynamics." Mass warfare.
McDonnell Douglas.
North Carolina. Dow Chemical knows us. I said, "Hey, they're cutting gasoline." He said, "Don't worry,
we'll still be putting." Hey, we only have a couple of minutes. I just want to say that I don't know what's going on with the Wikipedia page for the Cobra. It says retired in 2001 in the U.S. Army, but status is in service with U.S. Army, Japan, South Korea, and the Jordanians.
U.S. Arms, I think every president becomes the CEO of that company, and they broker out all the surplus and whatever platforms that we want other people to have that we want to be able to shoot them down, you know. every president makes a bunch of money.
I think
selling stuff.
There was this you heard of that two-bladed thing, the helicopter? I forgot the name of it. It had one blade on top of the other.
Jolly Green Giant. Yeah. I don't know what the.
No, this was a attack helicopter, but the contract never went through.
Dude, we're out of time, guys. We're out of time. Let's just
counter rotate.
We'll talk about the Brother Scout Rev War Plan next. It comes from the U.S. Army War College. They call us outstanding, Carlisle Barracks, Pennsylvania.
All right.
And next time we'll talk about. United States Army Command General Staff College knows about.
Take over your show next time, V.
Yeah. All right, V's gone, and so I'm going to close it out with the usual. My wife's father. In the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourself.
Don't forget to play yourself.
Take her at the
pill. Say hello to my little friend.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Redfield Hardcore. Keep it real. Take her red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.